Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the daily limit of the Chofetz Chaim, Le'ilah Nishmas, Rabbi Yonah David, Ben Shimon Yaakov Halevi, Zecher Tzadik, V'Kodesh Libracha. We are holding in the Psicha to savor Avas Chesed, as the Chofetz Chaim takes us on a journey throughout the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, Bereishis, Shmais, Vayikra, Binvan, Advarim, showing us in every Aliyah, in every Parsha, in every Maisa Avais Simen Lebanim, how we see that the Avais went out of their way to perform Chesed, how the Shvatim went out of their way to perform Chesed. And the Chofetz Chaim makes the emphasis that if there are so many circumstances and there are so many times that this occurred in the Torah, it must reflect the critical nature of doing Chesed. We go from Parshas Vayetze to Parshas Vayishlach. It says in Vayetze, Vayidur Yaakov neder lemar. Yaakov made a neder when he was making Parnasa. V'chol asher titein li, whatever you give me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, aser a'asrenu lach, I will give as meiser. U'mistama ha'meiser ha'yil tzedakah v'chesed. What did Yaakov use the meiser for? Of course, to use it for tzedakah and chesed. V'yishlach b'chamishi, meinin kfuras dvoira meinekas rifka. We see they took the time to bury the meinekas of Rivka, dvoira. U'b'pasuk tes v'yera elakim al Yaakov oid, another example of a Kadosh Baruch Hu being Menachem Avelim. Hainu Birkas Avelim, Kipirish Rashi Shan. So he was Menachem Ovel Yitzchak, and now he was Menachem Ovel Yaakov. Twice in these parashiyos, Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing Nicham Avelim. When we do Nicham Avelim, we are also doing Mahalach de Bedrachav. It's not always so easy to do Nicham Avelim. Often it's very far, often it's very cold, sometimes it's snowy, like it is the past few days. And unfortunately, it's very uncomfortable to be in a shiva house. You sit in the back for a few minutes. You're not really supposed to speak so much. The avil is supposed to speak. And you don't leave feeling like, wow, that was a geshmak experience. And often the Yetzirah finds ways to convince us not to go. But look at these parshiyas. Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chvaydu v'atzmai, the Bari Olam was Menachem Yitzchak, was Menachem Yaakov. So for sure, how could we also, banav uhuvav, our children of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we must also emulate him. B'chamishi pasuk yotes me'ina kfuras Rachel u'matseva agfurasa. Not only did they bury Rachel imenu, they made a matseva. We still have keva Rachel. We know where it is because the family took time to give her a proper burial, a chesed that continues to pay us dividends to this day, because we reap the benefits of having such a chash of makon tefillah. And pasuk chavtes mekfuras Yitzchak, and in Vayeshev, when Yaakov thought that Yosef had died, what does it say? All the brothers came to try to console him, to comfort him. By Vayeshev b'shlishi, vayikumu kol banav v'chol b'noisav l'nachmai. They came to be Menachem Avol him, and also Reuven and Yehuda. They tried to save Yosef from the Misa. V'azel omar achar kach Yaakov l'Yehuda yeducha achecha. You have to admit, your brothers have to admit to you that you tried. It was a title, it was a moniker of Yehuda, that he went out of his way to save his brother. Ukepirish Rashi, v'chein ma'itza de Tamar. We know Tamar had an opportunity to embarrass Yehuda. Says the Gemara, she was really planning on dying, on being Nisraf. And she wasn't going to be malbim p'nei chaver, she wasn't going to embarrass Yehuda. She nisratza tol lihisarif, v'loy legalos hadavar, k'dei shloy lehalbim p'nei Yehuda. So she shouldn't embarrass Yehuda. These are all chasadim, these are all good things that one does to the other. The goal is to look out for others. Someone told me another story this morning. They were trying to get out of the house and it was carpool, and of course it's a very hectic time. And they got a call from somebody who's involved in a certain Bikur Cholim, and he'd be helping them in the past for a certain matter. And they called at the most inopportune time, trying to get everybody out to school, trying to make sure he comes on time to where he has to be. And for a minute, he paused and said, you know, I could push the red button. I could push the reject button. I don't have to answer it now. No one will blame me if at 8:30 in the morning, I don't answer this voluntary phone call. But then the words of the Avas Chesed permeated into his mind. And he thought about how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes out of his way to do Chesed. And he could also push himself to do a little more Chesed. So instead of pushing the button on the left, the reject button, he put the button on the right, the accept button. And gave the person the time that they needed, even though it was not at his convenience, and it was not something he was obligated to do. This is what it means, keeping your hands open your chesed, keeping your eyes open for chesed, keeping your ears open for chesed. This chesed of Zlima should be for our friends, for our families, for our kilos, and for all of Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.